Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Stephen Meadonlin.
And this is Jeff Ellis for Thursday, November 15th, 2012.
All right. That was
Have I done that one?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Welcome. Episode 8.33, the Week 11 preview show.
For those keeping score at home, this is episode 477 of NFL Rants and
Raves. I am up a dollar, so I got $4 to spend today on today's show.
I have $2, and most importantly, actually, I have $15 my niece.
You need those, because she was getting ready to start raising it.
I'm not going to do the power rankings for Jeff. I'm not going to write the HTML code unless he pays me.
Until I get paid.
I'm going to boycott.
She was thinking about it.
The powerful rankings are up. We have a new leader atop the powerful rankings.
Yeah.
Atlanta
some
had to
teams,
fall.
You hurt some teams. You spanked them hard.
I
think somebody like went down and they were on a bye. I was like,
nobody
come
goes
on.
Down if they're on a bye. Someone
went down
as
on a bye.
As far as I can control. So sometimes.
As far as you can control.
There is. Generally, you don't move if you're on a bye.
I think the Packers went down a spot, and they were just sitting there.
Then that was an accident.
I did. I'm a Packer. I was just sitting there.
Most of these power rankings are done by groups of people.
Yes.
And I do it all by myself, usually in the wee hours. And so mistakes get made.
Yes, because that...
Look, and I intended for the
SOB
Colts.
That SOB Steven won't help you with him. He's an ass.
He just hands it off to his kid, and he runs a sweatshop. How much do you take from your daughter?
Nothing.
Yeah,
she,
no, I mean, what?
15%,
20%, half?
$15. These will go, and I will place them on her computer desk.
And she will say,
and when she
thank
gets
you, Daddy,
home,
and she'll cut you a check for $12.50.
No, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
No, she puts it in her... My daughter has so much money in her room, it's time that we go open a bank account for her.
It is time you go open a bank account.
Yeah, she needs to... We need to get her
That's
cash
part of the fun now. She won't save any money these days with interest rates being, you know, below zero. So you put this $14 in, you'll actually have 13 in 2 years.
It is.
But, interest rates are a nightmare.
No, she's doing a... She's a good saver. If there's something that she wants, she will save up to it. Usually,
your daughter's amazing.
Usually
don't even start.
You know, we're like, okay, well, if you can save up, you know, $30, you know, we'll put the rest, and then you can go buy it. And she's like, okay. And
our daughters are amazing. My daughter busted her tail to have all of her homework clear so she could go see Breaking Wind tonight, Part 2.
Breaking Dawn, Part 2, yes.
She did all of her work. I think Trish is picking her up.
Trish is picking her up tomorrow at 5:30.
Tomorrow at 5:30
because she's babysitting. Because she's earning money. Because apparently you make her pay for her phone or something crazy.
Yeah,
like
I actually do make my kid pay for her phone. Both my kids pay for their phones. So that's the way it is. Mom and Dad subsidize the whatever it would be if you got a crap phone,
right?
Like $10-15 a month,
right?
We will do that. If you want anything nicer than that, you pay for it.
I see.
Yeah, I think it's a good philosophy. I mean, once your kids get of age.
Yes.
Where they should be. She hasn't paid for it
but
until
Kara's
this year.
Like 13.
She's 15, Steven.
She's 15 now?
Yeah, she's going to be 15
now. I know she just had a birthday,
yeah,
but she's 15 now.
April Fool's Day, she'll be driving a car.
Dude, you're in trouble.
No,
you're
but she
so
recognizes. She's not wearing as much makeup.
Really?
She's recognizing that the attention she's getting from boys,
she
she's not that
makeup.
She's not that crazy about all the attention she's getting from the boys.
Really?
So she's like, you know what? I'm just going to dial it down a little bit.
I see.
And
she doesn't need makeup, though.
But she doesn't need to make it harder. You know, she doesn't. So anyways, welcome to week 11
okay,
preview
show. Okay, she doesn't
need
to make it harder, but wait till there's like a dance or...
Oh, no, she's already scheming. She's got the boy that she wants to take her to prom and
all right,
the formal.
So prom's coming
winter formal,
up.
Winter formal first,
winter
then prom.
Winter formal's coming up.
Right.
And like she's not going to dress up and get super sexy for that.
No, she's... Oh, for the dance? Of
yeah,
course she
okay.
is.
Okay, that's all guys need is that one time.
Hey,
it doesn't matter what you look like the rest of the time.
Hey.
I'm just trying
it's
to tell
daughter.
You. I'm just trying to tell you. It's just that one time that she's going to need, and then after that, you're going to have guys banging on your door every day. Mr. Ellis, can I talk to your daughter, please?
And I'll rack my shotgun and just questions. Questions?
I posted the school pictures of my girls online.
Yeah.
And you may need to teach me about guns.
Yeah.
I may need to get into guns.
Glendale Gun Show is this weekend.
You know what? Start the show!
Bringing American football to the world, it's Stephen Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
But Jeffrey, I do want to show you
this weekend.
Okay, I do want to show you this one scene, is all, from a movie that I know you did not watch. It's called Bad Boys 2. It follows Bad Boys. Bad Boys, Bad Boys.
What you gonna do?
I know you didn't see either one of them.
I saw the original Bad Boys.
You saw the original Bad Boys? Will Smith, Martin Lawrence?
Yeah, okay. It was good.
But you didn't see Bad Boys 2.
No, because...
Which was even better.
Okay, actually. I believe you.
But anyways, so in that...
Make your point in 8 seconds.
Okay, done. No, Martin Lawrence's daughter is now of age to go on a date, and the boy comes to the house, and they're both cops, and so they do this good cop, bad cop thing, and they flash the guns and scare the kid, and I think we need to do that for once our daughter start dating.
When Jordan went on a date, I tried to set it up so that the parent would get involved. Remember the prom?
Yeah.
He was going with that young lady, and her dad and I have been friends forever, and he didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
And so I wanted him to read him the Riot Act and everything, but he didn't get the message in time. He's like, dude, I so would have been all over that.
But you did.
Brittany. Hello, Brittany.
Hello, Brittany.
Okay, last week of buys, Tennessee, Minnesota, New York Giants, and Seattle Seahawks are all off
over.
This week.
It is done after this week.
This season is
trucking.
I am
so glad, because last week I struggled. I have no idea how many of my fantasy football teams won.
Yeah.
It was literally smoke and mirrors.
But it's called depth, too, Steven. You have a remarkable capacity to have depth.
Well, you have to do that during the draft. You know,
I don't.
I got this guy.
My roster.
I know that this guy's going to have a bye this week.
My bench is filled with guys that I'm picking up and taking
on
flyers on. Yeah.
Okay.
And so, you know what, though? What's really frustrating this week, because this week with Tennessee, Minnesota, New York Giants, and Seattle off, I have the Blair Walsh project all over the place. And he's like the number two kicker or something like that. And Lawrence Tynes I have all over the place. So basically, almost all my 10 teams are either Blair Walsh or Lawrence Tynes.
And you've got kicker problems.
Do you have a backup kicker on your bench?
I do not.
Okay, see, this is...
It's
not a big deal.
I usually, when my kicker's on a bye...
You just wait.
I usually wait. I don't even try to pick
one
up on waivers.
You don't even do it on waivers. You wait till the morning after waivers, and you go and pick up somebody that's got a good matchup.
Yes,
I mean, because I still made my waiver claims last night. And by the way, people who have given up on waiver claims, I got three. I put in three for one team, got all three.
Yeah.
I think there's people that are resting on their teams.
Well, I think at this point...
Your team should be good.
My season,
I'm still trying to catch up.
I see.
And I am. And they're letting me.
The only place where I had... You know, I have Adrian Peterson a lot of places.
Oh, me too.
And so he's on a bye this week, and I'm not very happy about it. But I have, you know, I have players that are already, you know, that I knew. Peterson's coming on a bye. Let's snatch this guy up now. And like I snatched up Chris Ivory 3 weeks before he started playing.
Right.
And so people are mad because they're like, how do you already have him?
It's simple. He was going to get healthy. It's not like he was in the grave.
I knew Sproles was going to, you know.
I finally dropped Greg Jennings everywhere.
He needed to happen. He wants to come back and play.
Okay.
They're not ready.
Okay.
What about Harbaugh and his fake field goal attempt?
Well, he comes out today. I liked on sound effects. They had him mic'd up.
Yeah. Do we have the sound?
No.
I mean, this is an audio show, so you can play the sound. You don't have to even play a video.
I'll make it up if you want.
No. We can play it right here if I can just turn up my computer.
Probably can't. Don't try that hard. You're just going to hurt yourself.
I can pull on something. My iPad.
On my iPad? It won't play that video.
It won't. It will. It will.
Was it from NFL Network?
Don't make me
do
it.
No one cares. No one. Not even you. And that's what's scary is you're going through the motions, but you don't really care. Wow. So we've got We have got four. I read you what he says. I read you the transcript.
I don't want the transcript. I want to hear him
games,
say it.
Any of which could be El Juego Grande on any given week.
Yes.
Four El Juegos, if you ask me. But we've only got one. We've narrowed it. And so the games of the week are truly, truly games of the week. And the nice thing about between El Juego Grande and the games of the week is these all are different start times. You can take in all the games. Now, one of the dogs of the week, Steven gets to do for Talk Sport Radio tonight, extra time with Mike Graham. You get to do the Miami Dolphins-Buffalo Bills
Thursday
game.
Thursday night football, Dolphins at Bills.
Can you think of a worse game?
Last week's Colts at Jaguars.
You've got, well, see, here's the thing. So NFL Network's gone out of their way to make sure that every team's playing on Thursday this week, this season.
Yes.
Every team's playing
every
on Thursday.
Team.
And so that leaves you with some unsexy matchups in prime time. Mm-hmm. But I love it if I don't have to do radio, if I don't have to describe the game and make it interesting for listeners, because I can't wait to take a deep look at the Bills and the Dolphins. These are teams that I normally would not pay a lot of attention to for damn good reason.
Next week, since they don't celebrate Thanksgiving, are they expecting me to
they
do
expect us to
all
do TV.
Three games?
First of all, they expect us to do TV every Thanksgiving, which is... I'm not going to...
I'm all right with
I know, but, you know,
TV,
we're always rushing
we're
back
in,
for kickoff.
We're out.
But we're rushing back for kickoff.
We got wives that'll pause for us. Is it my house
it's
or your
my
house?
House?
It's your house
Thanksgiving's
this year?
My house.
All right. Do I need to bring, like, another screen... Oh, no, it's only one game at a time.
It's only one game at a time.
Sorry, I don't know. It's been a while.
It's been a while? Yeah, you always go to El Paso. Leave
I
me.
I never see...
Leave me.
I don't see your house anymore.
Isn't it weird?
Now that we have the studio in the rave cave...
Did you know about the basement?
You built a basement?
No. But if I had, you wouldn't have known about it.
I would be like, that's why I'm like, you built a basement?
How do you build a basement?
You dig down, and then you build a basement.
You've got a house on top of it. How do you dig when there's already a house there? And it's on a raised foundation, so it's not like there's a slab of concrete. So there's
crawl
space.
Do you remember the house across the street that I used to rent? Across from me, it had a basement.
I loved it. You had a full-on wine cellar, man.
Yeah,
I loved it. I loved it. Yes. If I could have a wine cellar, I'd be a happy boy.
I was a fool not to buy that house.
Yeah, well, you know, it was all the termites that kind of scared
you
a little
bit.
Yeah,
they did. They scared. That was the done deal. I was like, dude, if you could come back to this because all the work I have to do, I'll buy it. And he was like, I can't. And you know what? He eventually freaking
had to do the work.
He eventually had to sell it for what I wanted to pay for it.
Right. Well, the market was turning at that point.
Yes, it was. It was.
And it was going. And the bubble, it might be coming back, Stephen. I'm so excited. Real estate prices up like 14%.
I will sell the sucker in a minute.
What? Your house?
Yes.
Why would you sell your house in a minute?
If it goes up and then, you know, I could make a, you know, $400,000 profit on it, I'm selling it. I'm gone.
Well, that's a few years away before you're making
$400,000. Well, that's what I'm saying. But when it comes, I'm doing it.
Now I'm going to North Carolina.
I know. See, if you're going to North Carolina, I'm going back to Texas.
That's fine.
That's
Let's do it.
I'm calling Rich. I'm going to say I want my job back with the Cowboys. I'm moving back to Dallas, and I'm going to go work.
And
with
I'm
going to
go work for the Panthers.
Well, there you go. See,
it's all good.
Nothing could be finer
than to be in Carolina for a Panthers loss.
I could think of a few things.
Tampa Bay's going to come to town this
you
week.
You know what I want, people? If
butt.
You're listening, and if you've been listening with us for a while, what I want documented.
Define a while. Some people think a year's a while. I'm serious.
Let's from when Jeff started picking a team every year.
Let's say 5 years.
Season three? Is that when you started?
I just said 5 years. So that'd be season
two or three. If you've been listening that long, and you know what it was, I want it documented. I want to document the year. I want the team Jeff picked, and I want that team's record. I want it.
I can do that.
That's work for you,
You're right. You
got other work.
I really do.
Did you, Bill?
No,
you
I didn't.
You said
Bill.
You were going to do
promise,
that.
I promise.
On
which
Tuesday.
Is worse.
Oh, your promises. I did the video for SB Nation. I know what that is. That's actually pretty good. We need to start doing videos again. Anyways, that's for another time. El juego grande estupendo de la semana. We're going to go with Monday Night Football, where the Chicago Bears. Travel to San Francisco to face the 49ers, 7-2, 6-2-1.
Go down in the city.
And they do go down, by the way. I've been there.
The sun shines on the bay.
You know what? The lights don't ever go down really in that city, though.
It depends if the fog comes in. You can never see the buildings anyways.
You can't.
San Francisco will be hosting South San Francisco, if you want to ask me. Candlestick Park, the Chicago Bears.
You haven't seen Rise of the Planet of the Apes, have you?
Sure. Saw it. Sure.
Did you like it when they went
one and a half times?
Golden Gate Bridge and they were going across?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
It was.
That was awesome.
That, and then have you seen the behind the scenes of how they filmed that?
Yes.
That was crazy. Yes. Yeah, cray. So we've got Battle of the Concussed Quarterbacks. Both players, Jay Cutler and Alex Smith, coming off concussions.
Yeah.
Jay is yet to pass his protocol. He had his press conference today that was normal for a Thursday. Did his press conference.
But he's not practiced.
Is not practicing.
And Alex Smith was only cleared to practice in non-contact drills.
Exactly. So Alex seems to be further along than Jay.
Along with Jay, yes.
So
I would suspect that Alex plays, and if we don't hear by tomorrow about
if Jay doesn't practice tomorrow,
he's not
why
playing.
Why wouldn't, if you're Lovie Smith and you have the opportunity to have Jay cleared on game day,
yeah,
why wouldn't you send him out there? I think he doesn't give your team the best chance to win. I know he hasn't practiced with the team, but we're talking week 11.
Yeah, but you still got to install a
Brandon
game
Marshall's
plan
still there,
for
isn't
that
he?
Game.
What's your game plan? Throw to Brandon Marshall. Run with Matt Forte. It's not a complex offense that they run there.
Yeah.
Jay runs around, tries to avoid getting sacked, and throws to Brandon Marshall, who always knows that he's about to get sacked, so he gets open.
Here's the thing.
Am I misspeaking?
It's long term. Okay, you force him out there in this game, he gets hit again, suffers a multiple injury, multiple concussion, and now he's going to be out longer.
Right.
If you're saying, well, you know what, if he only is going to miss this one game and then I can get him back and healthy for the rest of the season, I'm not going to take that chance. We know what happens to the Bears when Jay Cutler's there.
When he's not there. All red.
So I say if he has to miss this game, sit him, bench him.
Now they're gonna,
because look,
the Packers will pass them. If they the longer they sit Jay Cutler, the sooner the Packers overtake them in the division.
Right.
And Minnesota's still there, by the way.
Vikings ain't going anywhere.
This is my point. So you've got to protect your lead in the division. And you cannot afford to fall to third in that division. Although I've said for a long time that I suspect that three teams could again represent the NFC North. It'll just be the Vikings swapping out with the Lions.
But look, the Vikings are coming to town next week for the Bears.
Oh.
Next week, it's Minnesota at Chicago.
Oh.
Green Bay goes to New York.
Let's go to Chicago.
Or to New York.
No, let's go to Chicado. My kind of town.
Yeah,
you haven't had deep dish. You don't know.
I know, but it's cold.
It's deep dish, baby.
All I remember is my one day in Chicago was so cold and so miserable that I don't know how people live there. The snow, and I kid you not, I'm not joking.
Sideways snow.
Had been, you know.
Drifts.
Still coming down, but for the majority, when I landed, when the plane landed, the snow on the streets had been plowed, and it was off to the side. And that snow accumulation was at least 12 feet.
Well, yeah, you got to put it somewhere.
12 feet of snow!
By plows and by wind. You get snow
and
drifts
then
where there's
I get
wind.
To the location where I'm going to be doing the work. This was 99.
Quadramed?
I was working for Quadramed. You nailed it, dog. Working for Quadramed. And I went to the hospital to go set up their whole infrastructure. And I walked from one building. I was outside maybe 15 seconds to walk to another building.
And you shiver, don't you? And you don't stop shivering.
So miserable.
That was my first time was walking from a bus to the airport, and I was at the terminal. I was at the terminal.
Yeah.
So it's walking 15, 20 feet, and I shivered for 45, 50 seconds. I shivered. Teeth chattering. It's like, that's all real.
Fortunately, I was working with a very nice woman, and I come into the building,
and
she's like...
She got naked and held you?
No.
Well, that is the nicest, easiest way to stay warm.
Yeah,
I'm not insinuating anything, but the ability to stay warm.
But she I walked in, I was in there for less than 10 seconds. She's like, you need me to go make you some hot chocolate.
No, I need you to cut open a tauntaun and have me crawl inside.
Oh, smelly, nasty tauntaun, no.
Yes,
but
I went
probably
there.
Warm.
I went to geeky is, Star
you
Wars
did,
jokes.
You did. But anyways, what I'm saying is about Jay Cutler and the Bears is I would much rather him miss this one game
and come and be
where I'm not even sure
season.
If based on how Harbaugh's going to have this team because they just tied to the Rams, who they should have never tied with.
You ever kiss your sister? It's a zero.
I've never kissed my sister.
Why?
Your sister's lovely. I kiss her on the forehead.
Okay. I
suspect when people say like it's a tie, it's like
it's
kissing
like
your sister.
They mean literally on the lips. Oh, yes, but not like a makeout kiss. It's just like a Merry Christmas, a Happy Christmas kiss on the lips.
Well,
like
that's different.
Does it show up on your emotional radar? It's a zero on the emotional radar.
Yeah, but a tie in the NFL is not a zero. It is.
It's worse. It's a disappointment.
Yeah, it is complete disappointment.
So it's like kissing a tauntaun.
Back to the tauntaun. Yeah, from what I heard from the Niners, that both Niners and Rams, they were on the field.
I wouldn't want to be in either locker room.
Yeah, they were on the field after the game, and they were pissed. They were mad when it was.
I've never gotten angry when I kissed my sister.
The game was tie. Yeah,
I like my sister. I think she's great. I don't get mad.
I've never felt upset
at kissing, like you want to kill her.
Yeah, exactly. I can't believe mom's making me kiss you. Want to hurt somebody.
You know, if I ever saw Jordan kiss Kara lovingly, a loving kiss, I'd probably cry.
Oh.
They hug all the time. They're big huggers, but I don't think I've ever seen him kiss her even on the forehead or anything, which I need to talk to him about that. He needs to make me cry. Okay. He texted me last night.
He texted me last night, too.
So what advice did you give him?
Fantasy advice. He asked you for fantasy advice, too?
Of course he did.
What did you tell him?
I told him that I have a funny feeling about Andrew Luck this week.
I told him that I told him the complete opposite.
I said either pick will be good for you. Yeah. You'll get 20 points from Romo or Luck this week.
Yeah.
So which one gets you more, I can't say, but I got a funny feeling about Luck.
I think Romo destroys the Browns this week.
Fine. They better.
Yeah, and I really don't think
Andrew
Luck
has
and the
a
Colts.
Prayer.
I don't think that they're going
in Foxborough.
They're going into an environment where one, the Patriots always find a way to win.
Always.
And then two, where Bill Belichick is not too thrilled and happy at how his team came away with a victory.
They were terrible, but you cannot take a team that is on a decline and turn them into a good team in a matter of a week. They nearly lost at home to divisional Buffalo Bills, and they probably should have.
But they, you know, it was once again they were groggy. They were coming off a bye week.
Groggy after off a bye week.
Yeah, after coming back from London. I mean, I was with them. I felt literally I was walking.
They came back well before you.
But still, I was walking in a fog this past week.
Because you just gotten back.
And it was hard.
If someone gave you a week of doing nothing, and I think you'd be just fine.
And that's what I'm saying, Jeff. You're not listening to me. They came back from London. They had a week off because they had their bye week.
As you should.
And then they got back to it, and they were just...
That was what we did. We did our bye week.
That's what we did.
We should call it the week after London, our bye week.
But usually
all the teams get a bye week.
Usually we come back the same time, and
I know
we still work.
But I like the idea of
You like the bye week?
Sleeping.
Is that what you did?
I slept.
I didn't. I got no sleep, and I did more.
Okay, so who you got in this game?
I got the Niners.
Bears, Niners. Me too. Niners. Monday Night Football on ESPN. Stay up for this one, friends, if you are in anywhere else but the United States of America. Make sure you wake up early, stay up late, do whatever you need to, because it's going to be a humdinger.
Time for some games
of
the
week. Boom. We start you off at the Steel City of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where a classic.
Me no like it.
Steven does not want to pick this game where the Steelers are 3.5-point dogs at home to the upstart Baltimore Ravens, and the upstart Ravens lead this division right now.
All you need to know about this football game is the Baltimore Ravens are 4-0 when they play the Steelers without Ben Roethlisberger.
And guess what? Roethlisberger, he tends to always be on the field. If he can breathe, does he not?
Yes.
We've seen him play when he shouldn't play.
Well, you know, and now we're finding out it's not really so much the shoulder.
Which it should be the shoulder.
Yeah. It's a rib injury that is...
Potentially life-threatening.
You could kill him.
That's what life-threatening means.
Could kill him.
Okay. I got it. And I am concerned about that. However, Ben is Ben, and Ben's going to do what Ben does, and I somehow think that he's going to get some little elven chainmail to wear around his chest
he's
to protect him.
He's already been out.
He's been ruled out. We are going to have Byron Sandwich Leftwich in there to try and improve off last week's performance, which he will, because he's got a chance to work with him once.
Leftover sandwich. Is playing, and although the Steelers have played the Ravens tight in all of those games without Ben, they did not win. Whether it was in Baltimore at M&T Bank Stadium or at Three River Stadium or Heinz Field in Pittsburgh. Doesn't matter.
Or with the house and with the mouse.
It doesn't matter.
Or here or there or anywhere.
In the rain.
On a train.
Doesn't matter. Goat, boat. Mouse, house.
Somebody did a Dr. Baltimore. Seuss takeoff that was really clever.
They did a takeoff of Dr. Seuss?
They did something in Dr. Seuss.
What did they take off him?
Rhythm. No, and it was a story, and it might have been a political thing, but it was really funny. It was very well done. But I can't remember, so I'm not going to go into it.
Ravens!
So Ravens, Now, Steven is on
really
the challenge week pick.
Hell no. Well, and I suspect the challenge game is coming up right here with the second game of the week and the Indianapolis Colts at 6-3 traveling to New England to face the New England Patriots also at 6-3. The Patriots are 9.5-point favorites. What is Vegas smoking? Give me the doobie.
What?
9.5.
That can't be.
But it is.
I wonder if it's changed. I got to look. So, Steven, what would you put the line at?
I think the Patriots should be favored by 4.5.
Whoa, that's fascinating.
Yes.
Fascinating. The current line, because I did this last night, is down to 9.
I just think that's
so it's falling.
Because it's 9, you have to win by 10. You have to win by a touchdown
and a field goal. That's 2 scores against a team that very well could beat you.
Right.
Could beat you. And, Steven, I'm not going to let there be false drama. I am taking New England this week.
No, come on!
I'm taking New England.
I want the drama!
This is... I'm about...
You're going to change it to the Colts on Sunday, aren't you?
No. No. I mean, unless there's an injury or something like that. But this game has the highest percentage chance of being an upset. And since it does, really, as Steven said, should the line be 9.5, if in fact Indianapolis has a reasonable shot at winning this game?
Yeah.
Wouldn't a 4-point line make a lot more sense?
Which also leads me to believe, what does Vegas know that we don't?
A lot?
Yes.
I hate them. They're so smart.
When it's 9.5.
That seems to happen.
There's something that they know that we don't. And
they have an official in their back pocket.
I'm taking the Patriots. I was taking the Patriots before I saw the line.
Yeah.
But
I always make my picks before I look at the line.
Yeah,
and then I'm stunned at that I'm generally picking the favorites.
Yeah.
That really irritates me. I want to somehow feel like I'm really out there.
Yeah.
I'm not.
You're not out there.
I'm not out there hardly ever. And when I am, I'm usually wrong.
So we both have the Patriots. No drama there. Moving on to Green Bay.
By the way, that is a 1:25 start on CBS Sports,
all right.
Which is great because of the 1 o'clock games.
Is that what they're showing here?
The damn well better not be sticking with the Chargers Broncos.
That's what they're saying.
That would really infuriate
me. That's
what
they're showing.
That would infuriate me. Well, fortunately, I have DirecTV.
Because that's what they're showing here. We'll start with in Detroit, where the Green Bay Packers at 6-3 travel to Detroit to face the
meow.
No.
Meow.
Lions at 4-5.
Meow meow kitty meow meow.
Why is this a game of the week? That's from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, thank you.
Why is this a game of the week? Because you put it up there.
I did, but I had to have had a reason. Green Bay's on the road. They're coming off a bye.
Tell me the reason.
I just
Give
gave
me the
it
reason.
To you. It's a huge divisional, AFC North game. Green Bay's coming off a bye, and they're on the road at Detroit. And Detroit has been, to use my words in my powerful rankings 2 weeks ago. Yes. It just was a single word. What do you call it? A summation? What do I call the comment? Comment about the team?
Yes.
Single word comment. Enigma. And this week, new single word comment.
Weird.
Weird. Weirdos.
Weirdos.
Weirdos. That's right. Weirdos. You guys are weirdos. You're weirdos. I don't know what to make of y'all.
Lions.
Lions are weirdos.
There was, you know, there's something about, and I wish someone would do a scientific study on the placement of expectations on individuals and on teams. There is something.
What about, what are you trying to test?
What so I would like to test is when those
you
expectations
are. You need two variables
are,
to do experiments.
Okay, when expectations are placed upon you, does that affect your
performance
negatively or positively? Now, there are some people, like myself, who when you place expectations upon me, I rise to the challenge to meet those expectations or try to go above and beyond those expectations.
Correct.
There are some people, I figure, that when expectations are placed upon them,
they collapse.
They wither. It's too much.
The pressure.
Whew.
Can't deal.
And, you know, and some athletes, and I think the very lovely, beautiful Jessica Ennis, great Brit who won the gold medal.
Paralympics?
No. Will you just leave?
The real
you
Olympics?
You are not allowed to say the Paralympics for the entire rest of the season.
What
NFL season?
NFL season. What season?
Okay.
There's no Paralympic season.
For the entire rest of the NFL season.
First of all, I know I'm an insensitive bird. I know that.
From saying Paralympic.
That's why I say it, because it gets a reaction from people, okay?
Okay.
I am the polite Sam Kinison, okay?
So you're done. You're bad.
No. If there's a funny moment, I'm going to take it.
She is the heptathlete who won, who she dominated. She basically, literally at the end, she collapsed. She won it. She got the gold. But she said there was expectations. She was favored to win. And with it came, you know, just so much pressure on herself. And so when she finally, she won it. Oof, she was able to just breathe and relax, and she was able to meet the expectations. But sometimes those pressures.
How do I do with the expectations?
Well, you just said you didn't do the job you promised.
Yeah, but there's damn good reasons.
Okay,
there's a litany of good reasons. Spending hours on my kids' school's athletic website trying to auto sign concussion forms and things, and it won't save or anything like that. And this is stuff that mom usually handles, but I didn't want mom to be burdened with this.
Yes.
So I've spent hours.
So let's blame it on Maranatha's website. Come on, Maranatha. Spend some money on the website.
Yeah, they're using a third parties for the health of the athletes.
Right, right.
So they farm that out, and the site's a nightmare.
Oh, okay.
It's a nightmare. So I've been, you know, I've had some legitimate things going on that prevented me. And
so
trust
I went to bed
very late last night.
Do they do it on a website now?
And I got
so
it
that,
early this
you
morning.
Know,
it's supposed to save it all.
So that people don't, you know, fake stuff like I used to do when I played in high school.
Fake stuff.
You know, fake signatures and, you know, stuff.
Oh, no, you can still fake signatures.
Okay.
Well, actually, no, because the student and the parent has to sign, and it needed to be from different computers.
Oh, okay.
So they at least have some security because I signed her name.
Yeah.
And then hit submit, and it was like, can't do this. So I had to text her. I'm like, at lunch, you have to go into the computer lab, and you have to actually sign the damn thing. Because the coach didn't let her practice yesterday because we haven't signed off the concussion form and the consent to treat, which we've done everything. These schools are getting ridiculous with what they want. So anyway,
they're trying to protect your daughter.
No, they're trying to protect themselves from lawsuits. Let's be honest. Yeah.
Wow, gosh.
Let's clear our throats.
You are cynical, dude.
Yeah. I'm not cynical. I tell the truth and people don't like it. That being said, I still, Stephen, I have not been healthy since getting back from London.
I have successfully fought it. It tried to get me
weekend.
Run.
You were answering the question on how I do with the expectations.
Oh, okay.
Let's talk about performance expectations.
Well, what performance? I mean, well, you injured yourself when you had to run the 40.
And how did I did it? What did I do?
But you did it. You finished it.
And did I try my hardest?
I would say you did.
I absolutely did.
Yes.
Okay.
You just injured yourself.
When it's 10 seconds and we just show up in a studio and they throw an earpiece in, am I ready to go?
You're ready to go.
Do I hit my mark? Do I answer the bell?
Yes.
We've been in some ridiculous situations.
Gosh,
the only time I've ever choked was with Commissioner Goodell at the draft this last year. That was the only time.
He never got a word out.
Never got a word out. That's never the only time in my life.
Commissioner just kept walking.
I hope that man gets well. I mean, I think that's what he was thinking. Hope that man gets well. That poor man. Have a doctor come over here and look at him. He's clearly been concussed. He can't even speak.
Yeah, so that's
so with
it.
The expectations
with the
and
Lions
athletes,
and
you want
the
study done because you believe the Lions are folding like a cheap suit.
Absolutely.
Under the weight
the expectations
of the lofty
was
expectations.
They were going to compete in this division. They were going to make the playoffs. They were going to go far. And look, it's not just the Lions. We could look at the freaking Dallas Cowboys.
How about
over
the Kansas City Chiefs?
Oh,
everybody had them winning the division. We didn't.
Yeah, we did.
But everybody else did. We're like, you people, have you looked at this team?
Right.
Seems horrible. Know,
and on the flip side, look at the Jets.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Steven, I wanted us to do a whole half hour on the Jets.
Yeah.
I really did because I'm so stunned.
If we do the next 30 minutes just on the Jets, then we've got the show. We'll be done.
Yeah, we haven't picked the rest of
our games.
All
right, well, let's just give our picks right now.
Bills, Cowboys, Bucks, Saints, Broncos, Rams, Falcons, Redskins, Texans, Bengals.
Really, Jets Rams is the only game
the challenge
that's going to be.
I can't believe that. I love my Rams at home against the Jets. And that's going to be the default challenge game, and I couldn't be happier.
I may take somebody else. Just
I can't believe we just rattled off all those picks. We differ on one freaking game.
That's ridiculous.
Mind you, folks, we have never seen each other's picks. Well, since I figured out that the default button on our website is to show everybody your picks. That is the default.
Yeah.
You have to untick that. You knew that already.
And I made it pretty clear to you when I told you back, I don't know, 5 weeks ago.
No, but on the show, you said, well, you just don't click anything and it doesn't show anybody. It's defaulted to not show people.
Yeah. The default
it's
is
default
to not show
is
anybody.
To show people.
No.
I swear to you, because I make my picks every week and I have to untick that box.
Well, then for some reason on yours, that box is checked. On mine, the box is never checked.
Fascinating. So there's a conspiracy for if Jeff forgets, everyone gets to see his picks.
That's right. Why would it be checked?
Lord, I don't know, because I had to get off of Safari and onto Firefox. This is part of my woes with getting these damn athletic forms filled out.
Uh-huh.
These medical things. I put in all of our insurance. It's just bizarro.
Yeah, see, it's unchecked.
It's unchecked for you. That's weird.
And I went to the next week's, and it's unchecked.
Mine's always checked.
So there you
There's
go.
There's a cookie! Somebody fix my cookie!
You might have saved a cookie, and you said, save it this way forever.
You know, Steven, because you worked on this for so long. Right. No, that I'm probably, it's got cash from like years ago when you first set it up.
Probably.
And you were experimenting, and you made a change. Mm. And nobody cares, Steven. No, I just hear our listeners.
Right.
I hear all your voices crashing down on my brain. Whoa. And the pressure is unbearable.
Once again,
I feel like the Detroit Lions.
Scientific study.
I feel like the freaking Lions with everyone pointing at me going, what the hell is wrong with you? Friends in Rants and Rageland.
What the hell's going on out there?
I am so sorry that we can tangent to this degree with such little discipline for people that are such amazingly talented individuals as Mr. Miranda and myself.
Oh my God. You went a little far.
This time you've gone too far.
I got to read. Can you just vamp? Because I need to look.
I thought
I pretty
much did a pretty good vamp there. I thought that was sick. I actually closed my eyes and went to a dark place just to see what it was like. I'm a method actor when it comes down to it. I mean, that's all there is to it. I'm old school method actor. So let's go to the games of importance, shall we? So we agreed that the Lions are cheap suits and the Packers are going to roll them.
Yes.
The only reason their game of the week is because I put them there. But it does make for the best 10 a.m. game.
I decided I'm making the change because I'm not making the Jets the freaking challenge again.
Noted.
Not doing it.
Is there anything we've talked about thus
far?
Yeah,
right now. This game.
Dolphins-Bills?
Dolphins-Bills.
Oh, dude, this is a toughie. Tough game. You do have a best chance here. But no, if question. I win back to back, I then have created a side
you
out.
Do have created a side out. Because right now it's... How is it that after 10 weeks we're tied 5-5?
Because we generally
that's
pick
never
the same.
Happened.
We generally we've gotten much more similar in our
the
picks
drama.
Than we used to be.
We don't even have like anything that we differ on. There's no dollar bets.
No
I got
dollar
this
bets.
Torn freaking
I'll come
dollar.
Up with a dollar bet. I bet a dollar. Now you've got to come up with one too that's a little out there. Okay.
All right. What is this like? Bold predictions now
yes,
on NFL Network?
Yes. Right. I believe that the muscle hamster gets $125 this
against
week.
Against the Panthers?
That's a lot of yards for a single running back.
The Panthers,
okay,
man.
That's not a bold prediction for you. You make me a bolder prediction.
Bolder.
More bold prediction from Steven. I'm listening.
Okay. Romo throws 5 touchdown passes against the Browns.
That's bold. Put a buck out there because you're going to lose it.
Buck. Can I go down to 4?
No. You said 5.
Four.
If it was 4 could happen. 5 can't. I mean, literally can't. I mean, what was the last guy to throw 5 touchdown passes?
Oh, well, it just happened recently.
Yeah, but it happens so seldom.
And Romo, you know what? It's not Thanksgiving. Romo did do this once on Thanksgiving.
I remember that. That was a fun game.
Yeah, this isn't Thanksgiving, though.
No, this isn't Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's next week.
Can I go 4?
No, dude, that's not bold. Fourth bold.
I don't want to lose
fourth
a dollar.
Bold. Fourth bold.
Four.
I'll give you bold.
Okay, 4.
Okay,
there's a dollar.
I've got to note it because we don't remember things because we're old.
And we both have the Cowboys. I'm making the Dolphins Bills challenge game.
Noted. $1. Romo four TDs.
You got the Bills, right?
Jeff Heck yeah, and I'm not comfortable with that either. Yeah. I had the Dolphins for quite a while.
I have the Dolphins
so
now.
I don't blame you at all.
They're going to bounce back.
I think that's a...
They're going to be mean. They're going to be mad.
And I just, you know, the fact is Buffalo's coming off such an emotional loss. That alone...
They're spent. They left it all on the field.
Why wouldn't they? I mean, honestly, that was a brutal, brutal game that they should... If they had won that game, they would be 4...
Oh, that's tonight, and I got to freaking talk about it?
I love when the challenge game gets out of the way right off
immediately, right off the bat.
And that's the thing. This is the only reason I'm going with the Bills is the short week thing. And it's like Miami is a better team than Buffalo. Period. Full stop. A week of full rest.
I've seen over the last several weeks, though.
I know
bad teams at home can still be freaking bad.
And neither of these teams are that good.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's going to happen is it's.
Chaz,
I think
I swear, Chaz, if your team doesn't come through for me, I'll take it out on you and Al.
And your head. Freaking bald head.
Grow some
fuzzy
hair.
Fuzzy girl.
Freaking buy a wig or something.
Fuzzy girl. My mom, she could send you some wig places that make really authentic looking wigs.
You know what? We haven't talked about.
My mom without hair?
No.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, let's not do that. We kind of gave Al and Chaz and Mark and Big Stu, we kind of gave them all a pass at how trash they got at the party. at Sport Cafe. I mean, they got...
Big Stu comes wobbling in, complaining about his back because he fell down outside. And wants that, he wants the world's largest pity party for himself.
Stu was... Like,
unless you're in traction right now, bro, just shut up, okay?
I think they all,
they started their party around noon.
They, from what we're finding out, when like the minute their train got there, which was like at 1:20,
pretty much,
they met up and they started freaking drinking way too soon. So
it explains a lot of things about that that episode.
Yes, that whole episode.
Yes. I think Mark handled it best as far as
Mark put me on the phone with his wife and mom.
That was awesome. That was awesome. That was a great trip.
That was a great trip.
Okay, Dolphins Bills challenge game. There's not much
to
say here.
My sister and her husband and a couple of her boys are going to Cowboys Browns.
Oh, fun.
Corey's a big Cleveland Browns fan. So I told him, don't do that to yourself. They're going to get killed. They are.
You said they're going, but are they going?
They're going.
Okay, good.
But I told them, don't do it to yourself.
But I bet they haven't been to the Jerry Dome.
They have not.
And so that's worth
seeing. I told them that is going to be pretty
Spectacular. Yes. So, no, the Cowboys are going to beat the Browns. It's do they do what they need to do? And I alluded to this earlier in the show, which is they need to go out and destroy the Browns.
Beat them.
If they don't win by at least, I'm going to put the number at 11 points, then this will be a net loss for the Cowboys.
Yeah, I don't know. I forgot what your comment was on the Cowboys. Did they beat the Eagles by 15? You act like they didn't beat them by 15.
And their special teams defense scored how many points? I'm just saying, I need more from the offense.
They won 15 points. When the Chicago Bears scored 21 points on defense and beat a team by 21, no one says anything bad about them.
I do. I say your offense has to show me more.
Yeah.
When you are relying on your defense and special teams to get you multiple touchdowns in a game, you're running a very dangerous game.
But, okay, that is how you're phrasing it, but they didn't rely on that. That happened, and so therefore their offense didn't do anything in the fourth quarter. Okay. They didn't try. Would their offense have tried if their defense didn't do that?
If Harbaugh's the coach.
Okay,
John.
Different coaches. But I'm just saying, it's not like they said, okay, we're relying on our defense to do this. Their defense did that, and so therefore their offense didn't have to go out and perform.
All I know is I asked...
Would I have liked for their offense to, even though they had a 14-point lead, to go out there and shove it down their throat? Yes, I would have loved that.
I asked Jordan first after the game if the Cowboys win without those special team scores and defense scores. Defense, special teams. I'll go D/ST. And Jordan's like, oh, yeah, Cowboys win.
Yeah.
I asked Nick, who's significantly less a homer.
Yeah.
But he's still a Cowboys fan. He's like, no, I don't think so. So it is debatable.
It was a 17-17 tie.
And mind you, Mike Vick's not in the game.
Right.
So this is just,
But what I'm saying is it was 17-17, and then it was, boom, boom, boom. Touchdown, touchdown, touchdown.
You have not
just
impressed.
Like that.
20, lest anyone ask, what's the most points you've seen scored in a short amount of time? It was 2.5 minutes and 21 points were scored by the Cowboys.
Right.
That's crazy. And that's great. And so I'm giving them props for that.
Right.
Okay? And yeah, it tends to make you take your foot off the accelerator when you do that.
Which they did. I mean, that is clear. And if there was one problem that I have with the Cowboys is that they took
their foot. What was my comment? I need to see more from your offense. I want to see a ferocity.
I know, but no, you said they relied on their defense. They didn't rely on their defense special teams. Their defense and special teams did that. They created those turnovers and scored those points. So you can't. Now,
what I literally said in my power rankings is great job getting points by D and ST, but need more from O.
Okay, but
should
right
have
now
devastated
on the
Eagles.
Show.
But you brought this all up because of what I wrote in my power rankings, and I'm standing by what I wrote.
Okay.
Because I put thought into what I write.
All right. I didn't say you didn't.
Well, I'm just saying, and I stand by it. Should have devastated the Eagles. I believe they should have. And you said you wish they had.
15 points is a devastation. I don't know how much more points you need than 15-point blowout.
Ask the Baltimore Ravens. Scoring 51, 55 points is pretty sexy if you want to really talk about kicking the crap out of somebody.
Beating somebody by 15 is a blowout. 15 or 14 or two touchdowns or more.
Noted. I want to take a slight sidestep to games of weather. The only weather that's forecasted at this point is Oakland. Against New Orleans, and that could certainly have an impact on the outcome of this game where the Raiders should have rain on Sunday. So for their 105.
But it should be gone by Friday in San Francisco? Or are the Bears going to have to be forced to play in weather again?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. So the 105 tip-off in Oakland says chance of showers. The Monday night game. It's Monday night.
Right.
San Francisco, mostly cloudy. It'll be cold.
I'm just saying. So the rain will be gone by
rain
Monday.
Rain in California never lasts more than a day. Yeah. I mean, right?
Well, here it lasts like 10 seconds.
Okay. I'm saying we're getting into the rainy season. And when a weather system passes,
it
blows right through.
Yes.
And so, yeah, you can have rain on Sunday in the Bay
Area.
I've
just been in some cities where it rains like, you know.
London?
2 days. I mean, 2 weeks.
London, we had 3 days of fog.
Couldn't even see in front.
Okay, so on Downton Abbey last night, the final season 2 episode. So I'm now waiting for season 3. It's got to be over in the UK, and then an amount of time before I can see anymore. She talked about her great memories.
Restraint right here for me.
No.
Right now.
I appreciate it. No, say it. Say it. Say it. You mean?
You mean Downton Abbey?
Yes. Okay. I do.
All right. Thank you.
So she she talked about the great fun memory she has of Grosvenor Square.
Oh, we were right there.
I'm like, that's where our hotel was. Right that was there. Cool.
So did you like that hotel? Should we continue to stay there?
The Millennium was, yeah, I liked the Millennium.
Yeah.
It was I liked the Millennium.
Yeah.
I
like the location.
I still like the staff at the Crown Plaza better.
Yes, yes.
You know, they just, they learned your name and stuff, and they would greet you in the morning. Good morning, Mr. Ellis. Would you like an umbrella, Mr. Ellis? Can I get a car for you, Mr. Ellis? I dig on that.
Yes.
I'm a fussy boy that way. I have to be honest.
I don't care. I would just.
Dwayne Bowe limited again in practice.
I would just assume
today.
The staff don't even acknowledge me. Just let me go to my room and go to sleep.
Jordy Nelson limited in practice Thursday. Mark Sanchez. Woody Johnson insists that Mark Sanchez is the franchise quarterback because I really want it.
Does he really insist that?
Jets owner Woody Johnson, this is according to the New York Daily News. Mark Sanchez is, quote, our franchise quarterback.
Okay. Then I would just, my follow-up question would be like, then why did you freaking bring Tim Tebow in here? Why?
Quote, I don't view him that way, said Johnson. Quote, that's what he is. Wow. Johnson accepted no responsibility for the Tim Tebow trade and classified and chastised reporters for speculation that it was driven by a desire to sell personal seat licenses. Ooh, the PSL scandal. I'll buy a little piece of that. I'm cynical enough. Sanchez has ranked at or near the bottom of the barrel in Pro Football Focus's adjusted accuracy percentage, plays under pressure, and overall quarterback grade in each of his four seasons
with
the Jets.
Pro Football Focus stuff is, we got to give them some props. I've been using it a lot for my writing. That stuff is pretty amazing.
Those guys are good.
Yeah, it's just what they do and what they tell you, how many plays and what they've done. It's pretty impressive what they track.
We like to give love where it's deserved.
But Tim Tebow.
But I stand by what I said in my powerful ranking, Stephen, which is you might as well give him a chance. This team's going nowhere. Scheme team's going nowhere.
But did you see all
the
reports?
They have fallen to 27.
Did you see all the reports prior to writing what you wrote that half the team is terrible?
Yes. I don't know that it's half the team thinks he's terrible, but there's plenty of anonymous sources in the locker room that say he's terrible.
And not just locker room, in the front office.
Okay,
as well.
Okay, here's my comments on the New York Jets. 3-6. Worst start since 2007. Feels worse than that. This team is so bad, you might as well try Tebow.
Might as well, but...
Thank you. That's all I'm saying, Steven. I don't care who likes him and who doesn't.
I don't like him.
I don't either, but...
And let me rephrase it. I don't like him as a football player. Let me rephrase that better. I don't like him as a starting quarterback.
I don't like him. I'm not crazy about him as an athlete. I think he's a beast of an athlete.
Right.
But I'm not crazy. And frankly, people are always quick to say I'm okay with him dating my daughter. I'm not. Because he's got a kind of a dork streak in him, okay? And I don't want any dorks dating my daughter. So let's just be clear. Tim Tebow, a great physical specimen of a human, okay? Apparently, heart of gold. Okay. But you're kind of a dork.
Yeah.
I'm just going to call it as I see it. And I do think you should start this week for the Jets because your team's that bad. That being said, Steven, where are we now? Come on. Dig a me.
I don't know. Bucks, Panthers?
Bucks. Browns, Cowboys. We both like the Cowboys. Romo, 4 TDs. Steven gets a buck for me. Bucks, Panthers. I am still playing with being in Carolina for this game because I'm so excited to watch the Buccaneers play.
Wow.
I love how they're doing, and I'm still toying because the family is bailing on me this weekend.
I heard they were bailing on you, but I thought we were doing tailgating.
UCLA.
Rose
that would be
Bowl.
Epic. That would be
tailgating,
epic. Tailgating.
$20 gets you all the food and beer you want.
Really?
Yeah.
And then seats to the game?
No seats.
Well,
I mean,
I kind of would like to watch the game.
We would have to come up with seats on our own.
You know, if we had just request media credentials, we could have gotten them like a week or two ago.
It's probably a little
too late. It's just
too
late now. Yes. The thing with Beam Media is you have to like know ahead of time.
Yes.
Although I suspect with the Panthers, I shouldn't have any trouble getting media seats. I think their press box has probably got lots of room in it. I'm just guessing. And since I will be by myself, just party of one, please.
Yeah.
I so want to be at this game that I'm really talking myself into making a little side trip to Carolina. To North Carolina and to Charlotte.
Mete, pues. Mete!
We both have the Buccaneers. Yes. And wow, how big would that be for the Buccaneers, Steven? That would just be amazing.
Well, if they pop the 6-4, they're now all of a sudden being mentioned as wild card team.
I know!
Wild card team.
And if I got my power rankings right, Steven, they would already, the Colts would be in bronze as a wild card team, and the Bucks would be up there as a wild card team in bronze.
And if,
but I did it wrong.
If somehow the Arizona Cardinals defense finds a way to get at Matt Ryan and knock the Falcons down to 8-2.
Steven, you look at my powerful rankings at 13, 14, 15, 16. All potential playoff teams. Saints, Colts, Cardinals, Bucks. All right there, bunched together right below the bronze area where you deserve the playoffs today. And you can't, with a 4-5 record, deserve the playoffs today for the Cardinals and the New Orleans Saints.
Right.
For the Colts, that's why I really made a mistake. The Colts should be there right now, if you ask me, at 6-3. They have earned it. And I cannot wait. Oh, I cannot wait. I want to see them beat Tom Brady so badly.
Take him!
Epic.
Take him!
Epic. No, Dolphins-Bills. I love that as a challenge game.
I don't
On a short
know.
Week.
I
it's
want you to
beautiful.
Take the Colts. If you want to see them do it, do it!
I want to see
have
them do
the
it.
Have the cojones!
I don't have the cojones. Well, I'm seeking medical treatment.
I just want to have that as a sound
I'm seeking
drop.
Medical treatment.
For you to say, I don't have the cojones. I will play that again.
They're not big nor hairy.
I'm telling you that. I'm going to get it after this show.
Sure. Saints at Raiders, Steven, on what is expected to be a slippery pitch there at Oakland O.co Coliseum.
Two things can happen. One, the Raiders were sufficiently
win.
Embarrassed.
Two, the Raiders lose.
Well, yeah. Well, let me tell you one.
Oh, two other
one.
Things that could happen.
No, it's two things that can happen. One, the Raiders were sufficiently embarrassed last week that they decide, hey, we are men, we are football players, we are gladiators, and they go out there and they respond by getting the win.
So you like my comment, take Harbaugh's humiliation as motivation to improve and return again to being the bully.
Yes. Or two, they've packed the U-Hauls.
We just got
they
the
got
crap
such a bad,
kicked out of us.
Such a bad-ass beep whooping.
Bad-ass
beep whooping. I beeped the wrong thing. They just got a bad beep whooping that
I love what I love what I can ride. Unloaded a big old can of whoop beep on Raiders.
And basically
took what little heart was in them out.
They've just decided, let's just pack the U-Hauls. We'll just have U-Haul games the whole rest of the season.
Dennis Allen and Reggie McKenzie better get busy because you're building a team for the future, not for this year.
Yes.
That's sad. I don't think the Raiders do that. And the Saints, if the Saints have to play in weather, that could be really dicey, Steven.
Yeah, but the
They're
thing about the
good
Saints
at it.
Is that they have now all of a sudden found we
They found a swagger.
Can play.
Well, they know how to win.
We're back.
Right.
And they'll continue this. And
I think so. The Raiders, the line, Steven, what do you think of the line being +5 for the Saints' favor?
I think that's about right.
Okay. Interesting. Right. Why do you think the over-under is off the board? That's just weird. Vegas wants money.
I think it's the Darren McFadden situation.
Okay.
They don't know whether he's going to play or not.
And if he does, he will beast against this Saints defense.
Probably.
That's improving, but still has got some work to do. Chargers at Broncos. Another great game. We've got some really good games. The nap games, trust me, suck out loud. But the rest of these games are really good games. Chargers at Broncos.
We have one more game. I think Cardinals-Falcons needs to come up to games of importance.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a nap game.
Boop, 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 boop,
but Chargers-Broncos, look, I'm so done.
With the Chargers?
With the San Diego Chargers.
San Diego stupid Chargers.
I am so done with those guys. I am D-U-N with
done.
The Chargers. And, is it really 12:05?
It's really 12:05.
Wow. We are just a bunch of talkers, man.
We're silly little schoolgirls. Charges at Broncos. If anybody takes anything different than the Broncos, they're high. But they are in Colorado, so they're allowed to be. Well, seven and a half points is that line.
Yeah. In San Diego, they might take the Chargers in San Diego. Chargers got to bounce back, right? I'm not taking the Chargers. I got Denver.
I just wanted to leave this. Chargers got to bounce back, right? I just wanted to leave that hanging.
Just period.
I just wanted complete silence and crickets and owls at that point. Chargers got to bounce back, right? Maybe.
No, I don't know.
No, friends. They're done. D-U-N.
So the Broncos with Peyton Manning are running away with this division.
Damn straight.
Because they win this. They go to 7-3. The Chargers fall to 4-6.
I crowned their butts before the season began.
I mean,
and I gave them a first week bye.
Look, Denver wins. They're 7-3. Chargers go to 4-6.
Mm-hmm.
The Denver Broncos will have beaten the Chargers twice, mm-hmm. which will effectively give them a 4-game lead.
There's a better chance of the Raiders winning this division than the Chargers because this is a stinky doo-doo division except for the Broncos.
Wow.
What's the meanest thing I wrote this week? I really enjoyed it in my powerful rankings.
You called the Lions weirdos.
No, that was not the meanest thing.
There were some Lions that contacted me and they were like, you should watch it. You should tell your buddy to watch out if he comes to Detroit.
Here you go. It's for the Philadelphia Eagles. You were crap long before Vic got injured. Again. Children lost in a forest fire have more hope.
Wow.
I pulled off the gloves for that one. Children lost in a forest fire have more hope.
Forest fire children.
Oh, wow, those Eagles suck. Cardinals, Falcons, we both got the Falcons, but Steven wanted to move it up to a game of importance because the Cardinals were 4-0 at one point.
And the Cardinals, I'd say, look, they're coming off a bye.
Okay.
And they still got a pretty good defense.
Yes.
There is no slouchy defense.
Defense
in
is travel.
NFC West. And if this is their statement game. They go into Atlanta and they lay another egg.
Atlanta.
Then write them off.
Michael Turner does another 5 carries for 12 yards.
And they could seriously get after Matt Ryan. They could get after Matt Ryan.
Absolutely. But what we know about Matt is he's very resilient. For a little skinny guy, he sure does bounce back well.
But if they don't go in there and they have another horrible offensive performance and Scary Skeleton continues to be stinky poo-poo.
Or Scary Skeleton.
Then just get the Arizona Cardinals out
of there. Give me a dumbest wager line. I'm not hearing one yet, Steven.
There hasn't been one yet.
Colts-Patriots, maybe.
Colts-Patriots might be. It might be a little high.
But it makes you question what Vegas knows.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, I so want the dumbest wager line to be out there. Nap games, friends. It's time to take a nap. Jets, Rams. Boy, if that don't make you weary. Remember, though, the Rams did tie last week.
Well, and the thing about that, Jeff.
They moved up with their tie in the power rankings.
I saw that.
Because you should.
And the Niners moved down one spot.
As they should.
With a tie.
Again, when you're a top team and you tie a bad team, guess what? You're moving down.
The thing with the Rams and the Niners in this case. What everybody's got to remember, they played an entire extra 15 minutes.
Mm.
That's an entire extra quarter.
That's a fair point.
Their bodies took.
It's a fair point.
And
Danny Amendola, could he have gotten healthier through all of that extra work?
I think he did.
No.
Yeah.
Steven, he's playing with busted up ribs, and he's out there balling.
The fact that the Rams lost because Gibson lined up improperly makes me sick to my stomach. First play of the day, overtime. Boom! I'm watching and I'm like, I can't believe these guys are going to beat the Niners in San Francisco.
Yeah.
What a play flag. I'm like, what? There's no holding?
He was half a yard off the line, therefore making 7 men in the backfield.
You have to be on the line of scrimmage.
You got to be on the line. And it's real.
As a receiver.
That's on Coach Fisher. Coach Fisher made several mistakes in the game, of course, on Gibson. But I'm saying
you're a wide receiver. I see kids playing peewee football. Go line up as a wide receiver. Look over at the referee. Am I on the line? Ref nods his head. Now you're ready to play. Peewee football kids do this. And I've seen pros. I see Dez Bryant go and look at the ref. Am I on the line? Ref nods his head. Boom. That is your job. You've been taught that since you were
Sam
a kid.
Sam Bradford could also have looked down the line and accounted for bodies. I'm just saying. Yes, but
it is the receiver's job.
It is the receiver's job, and there's
line
other
up
guys
the
there.
Yeah, there's a lot of other guys. But look, Bradford's like, I gotta have Amendola wide open, baby. I mean, he sees the coverage. He's looking at the coverage. He's like, I got what I want.
Single coverage, no help over the top. And first of all, for San Francisco, what the hell are you doing? Having single coverage and no help over the top to the only guy that knows how to catch the ball on that team.
Safety got caught looking in the backfield.
Dude.
It was a great play.
They got one guy.
But the thing is.
And he's hurt.
All Gibson has to do is look at the ref and get the head nod.
Get the nod. Am I good?
And it's game over.
Am I good? It would have been game over, but that was we didn't even say that in the review show.
I'm taking the Jets because I'm giving them one last week to atone. One last week to show me that Rex Ryan
Steaks
still has what he's got.
Say too many.
And that he's Rex Ryan.
Remember that hindsight is only 2020. Yeah, you're going to lose that one, son. Those Rams, Rams.
That's why I didn't want to make it the challenge game.
Sure.
Because I'm not.
You're not overly confident. Right.
Confident.
Okay, Eagles, Redskins. This is a nap game for
somebody?
Very good reasons. Sure.
You have to pick one.
NFC East, you've got to pick.
Well, it's going to be Foles, right? Did they already decide that? Did they already come out and say it's Foles?
Yes. To the best of my knowledge, Nick Foles has been deemed the starter for the Philadelphia Eagles.
I got to go RG3. They're coming off a bye.
And
RG3
says that he spent a lot of time during the bye week getting his swagger back.
Oh, I was about to say getting what?
No, really. He thinks that he used the bye week very well.
Yes.
So we're happy for him. Jaguars at Texans, mirror records, 1-8 versus 8-1.
Whoever loses that game is officially done. You know that, right?
Jaguars, Texans?
No, I'm talking about Eagles, Redskins.
I punctured their balloons a week ago.
They're
or
both
two.
Done,
right.
But
they're even
it
more
will
done.
Officially. No, it'll it's a because it's not official right now.
Okay.
I mean, they're 3-6. You could technically go on
run
a seven-game win streak and 10-6 and get into the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Okay? So, officially.
Only there's not seven games left. Sir, there's six games
there's
left. There's six games left. There's seven games left. My bad. There's seven games left. You can go 10-6.
You can go 10-6. So, you can run the table. You
right.
can. So, officially, they're not done. A loss in this game. And you go 3-7, now you're officially done. Now you're out.
Agreed.
It's going to be the Eagles. Eagles are out.
Eagles are what?
Eagles are going to lose.
Are going to lose, yes. They
do
are.
They do then after this game, do then Andy Reid?
He can't because as long as Vic's hurt, you've got that little trump card to play.
That's not a trump card. Get him out of there.
Jaguars at Texans, as I said, mirror images, 1-8, 8-1. If you're not taking the Texans, you are foolish.
I will take the Jags if you give me the 14.5 points.
Yeah, I'm nervous about that line. The Jaguars play the Texans tough. Jaguars play the Texans tough.
But let me. I want to give you these two numbers so that
the numbers are 3-7.
I want to alleviate your nervousness.
I have no anxiety.
You have anxiety?
I have no anxiety.
None?
None.
None whatsoever.
Nope.
Okay. Well, I still want to give you this anyway.
All right, give it to me.
If I may.
You may.
Okay.
So, Steven, just a reminder, Steven has the Houston Texans in the Super Bowl.
Yes, I've got Houston.
I have the Atlanta Falcons in the Super Bowl.
Houston
still would like to see that.
Averages 27.8 points per game.
That's a little low
for
them.
So let's just say 28.
All right.
All right, that's four touchdowns.
I'm just disappointed that they've actually scaled back their offense.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
14.1. Which the difference between those sums is?
Is 14. And it's 14 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But Houston plays pretty ferocious defense. Yeah. So that average should be lower.
It is.
And the Texans, they've been holding back on offense, if you ask me.
They have not gone. It's, you know what? That take the Texans, give the points. They will cover.
14 and a half
they will cover.
Points.
They will cover.
He won't give 9.5 to the Colts.
I will not.
But he'll give them to the Jaguars.
Did you see what the Colts did to the Jags in Jacksonville last week?
Yeah, it was fun.
And this is Houston in Houston.
Houston in Houston.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, they should just kick the living crap out of them. Especially after being held in a mud bowl to 7 points or whatever it was.
Yeah.
14
13,
points.
Yeah. Jags scored 10 at home against the Colts. I think Houston has a much better defense. I don't even know if the Jags are on the board.
Shut out.
I like Texans. They're going to win big. Final game.
Bungles at Chiefs.
The Cincinnati Bengals at the Kansas City Chiefs.
And the Chiefs are the worst team in the NFL. Terrible team.
I don't know. Have you seen the Jags lately?
Look, Jacksonville's right above them. But what I wrote was for Kansas City, terrible team, can't even win after opposing QB goes down with injury.
That's true.
That tells you that you're just crap.
Yeah.
I mean, you get handed a gift like that where the opposing quarterback goes down.
The Chiefs, 16.2 points per game.
Okay. It's really
That's
bad.
2.1 more.
Better than the Jags.
Than the Jags.
Understood. But the Chiefs are just a...
They are.
They're worse.
I'm still calling out all the Kansas City Chiefs fans. Remember, I was so stupid for saying the Chiefs were going to only average 60 points a game? Do you remember that? Where are you people? Okay, I missed the point two. All right, I admit it. I was wrong by point two, people. Where are you?
Stand up and take your medicine.
All right.
Send Stephen a mea culpa email. Send it now. Stephen at RARN.net.
Thank you very much. I got the Bengals in this one.
I got the Bengals.
The Chiefs.
Stephen and I differ on two games. Dolphins at Bills on Thursday Night Football.
That's the night.
I've got
that's
the,
in a few hours.
It's in a few hours. We should get out of here and
we
let
should.
You prepare.
I should prepare.
And Jets at Rams, 10 a.m. game on CBS Sports.
Do you want me to tell you if Bella dies tonight?
You know, here's what's frightening,
Do
Stephen.
Do you care?
I saw a few moments of a Twilight movie.
One of them. You don't know which one.
I don't care. Okay. Kara was watching it getting ready.
I don't care.
Kara was watching it getting ready. Kind of creepy looking.
Yeah.
The guys look kind of creepy.
They're vampires.
They have their little sex scene where he goes flying across the room because he can't go all in.
Yeah.
Not metaphorically.
Because he doesn't want
to
hurt her.
Yeah. Well, you'd have to kill her, I assume, because he's a vampire.
He's
you'd
a
have
vampire.
To, like, suck her blood or whatever.
Yeah. Well, that's the deal with this,
the tension.
The relationship is that he loves her.
Oh,
did you lose?
Frick. I was W4. Now I'm L1.
I was W3. We took
stupid
the same.
ESPN straight for the cash. Tennessee.
Did you take Tennessee?
Yes.
To win by double
Tennessee
digits?
Tennessee win by double digits.
They did
you
it.
Jerks.
You idiots.
Jerks.
I knew I shouldn't have
taken that. I was going to go W5. Stupid ESPN streak for the cash. Wasting my life. I'm Jeff Ellis, and over there giggling is Stephen Miranda, and collectively we're known as NFL Rants and Raves. We're happy to host
wasting my
weddings
life.
And bar mitzvahs. We're more than happy to DJ.
Are we doing that now?
Weddings and bar mitzvahs.
Can you imagine us doing a bar mitzvah DJing?
Sure.
That would be a lot of fun.
It would be a lot of fun.
Oh, man.
And I'll wear a yarmulke. I got no issues. And Stephen will just because he's got a bald spot, so he'd love to hide it any way he could.
Wow. Is that why I should convert to
Maybe.
Judaism?
You know, Sammy like, Davis did.
He did.
Rod Carew.
He converted.
Hall of Famer Rod Carew.
Yes. So put on your yarmulke and pull out
Here
your
comes
harmonica.
Hanukkah. Hey, Hanukkah's coming up. Hanukkah's
so
coming
we
up
just got
soon.
$1?
We just got $1 wager.
No, I'm going to put another one out there. Hold on 1 second. I know we got to go.
Yeah, we do got to go.
But hold on.
Now, how about me stopping the show at 75 minutes last week?
I know.
That was awesome.
I was 85, by the way.
I said, oh, damn.
Yeah, we went a little, far. So we're, I'm just trying to hold out to 75.
No, I've got the real time here, and that's 1 minute from now. All right, minute from now.
So for 1 minute.
That
like,
clock's
give me a minute.
Actually accurate for a second.
I got... so I got Romo with four.
You do.
Four TDs. Got Aaron Rodgers with four.
Aaron Rodgers with four TDs.
On the road.
At Detroit.
At Detroit. That's okay. Eight touchdown passes from two guys.
Okay.
He's in. There you go.
$1.
What's going to happen if I win both of them and Rogers, then you don't have no more dollars over there?
Four TDs.
You going to be okay?
You'll never hear whining and complaining from me unless it's warranted.
unless I talk smack about it, then you get mad.
That being said, unless I feel like it.
I'm Stephen Miranda.
I'm Jeff Ellis. And thanks for listening to NFL Rants and Raves.
We're having too much fun. We're out.
Bye.